Sports with Keith Mills on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. The Steelers beat the Ravens 23-20 last night. When you lose by a field goal, you can look at almost every play in the football game as the key. To me, the turning point for this one came late first half. Joe Flacco had just hit Anquan Boldin with a touchdown pass when Antonio Brown returned the ensuing kick 40 yards. The Steelers then faced third and 13 when Haloti Ngata went off sides, reducing the down and distance to third and 8. Charlie Batch then hit Heath Miller to keep the drive alive. Eventually, Pittsburgh kicked a field goal to cut the lead to 13-6 at the half. Then early third quarter, the Steelers tied it.
Batch in the shotgun. Ravens bring inside linebacker blitz pressure. Givens to Dwyer. Bounces off a tackler heading to the far corner, and he is in for a Steeler touchdown.
Tackling.
Yeah, Stan White, he nailed it. Poor tackling on Jonathan Dwyer. The Ravens then took the lead again on a Ray Rice touchdown, but were again unable to close it out. Bernard Pollard and John Harbaugh then watched Sean Sweesum win it for Pittsburgh with a 42-yard field goal.
We let this game go. Right now, we are still trying to figure out how, why, and humble pie is on us, and nobody likes to eat that.
One loss does not define any football team. It certainly doesn't define this football team, and we will learn from it, and we will, all of us, every single one of us, starting with me, and we will move forward and attack our next challenge, which is the Redskins down in Washington.
Yeah, that's Sunday in D.C. The Redskins play the Giants tonight. Ravens still 9-3 with a 2-game lead, but did not play well yesterday collectively. Keith Mills, WBAL, WBAL.com.